tracks again.
Well, it was about late 2016. I went to Doug Yeoman's with the idea that we should put together a Last Waltz reenactment concert. You know, it's a beloved movie, actually, by people of all ages, not just people, you know, who were around in the 70s. And it's a celebration of the band's final concert in 1976 in San Francisco. And I've been the president of the board of the Sportsman's Foundation for almost 5 years. And I've become more and more aware of the incredible talent level of the musicians in Buffalo and Western New York. And, you know, loving that movie and not having been there, and, you know, loving the idea to see a reenactment of that movie, it just occurred to me that we've got the talent right here in Buffalo to do it.
They got it now, Robbie.
And Doug bought into it right away. He's really the only guy I would go to play Robbie Robertson in the movie. And we just knew we had the talent here to do it. And we did not want to do a concert where we're presenting the music of, you know, a lot of people do that. But we're presenting it where it's kind of a theatrical piece as well as music. The costumes, the choreographing on stage, where there is some dialogue, like Neil Young, Dr. John, where there is dialogue, we're doing the dialogue.
Y'all know the doctor? Dr. John, Mac Rebenack? Come on, Mac!
Such a night. Such a night. Sweet confusion.
We chose to go to Babeville. You know, the Sportsman's Americana Music Foundation, we have a link, obviously, with the Sportsman's Tavern. But we knew that we needed a different stage for this. And the Asbury Hall at Babeville has worked out just perfect. It's that beautiful old refinished church, and it works out perfect for this kind of concert. And, you know, it's the first year in 2017, you know, it took us about a year to work on this, and we did auditions. We had a lot of Buffalo musicians coming in, and Doug and I would audition them and see how they sounded. Not just for musical talent, but to play the role, you know. And once we picked out our cast, and then we get down to Babeville to kick this thing off, it was, you know, it's nervous, like opening night jitters to see how it was going to go. But it didn't take long for the audience to get into standing ovations. And it was just a magical night. The performances by the entire cast were just completely inspired.
When I get off of this mountain, you know where I wanna go. Straight down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico.
You know, it's kind of an interesting story. The way it starts, it's really incredible that it opens up with Cripple Creek and Shape I'm In by the band. And at that point, it could be just a band doing band songs. It's that first guest that has to sell it, that the audience is really in for something special. And that's where Ronnie Hawkins comes out, and the crowd just goes crazy. It's a tremendous night. And, you know, it's a holiday tradition. We want to continue.
Well, now me and my mate, we're back at the shack.